White. Denison, Texas, January 13, 1879. Dear Willie, your letter received tonight, telling us testimony will be completed next week. We have waited anxiously to see it and to determine how much matter yet you have not used in testimony number 28. I have matter now that I will send in a short time in regard to ministers speaking, also in reference to courtesy, also a completion of that already sent for sanitariums. These are all written and partly copied. If Father had someone who would look after these matters and see that copy was all right and letters could be taken care of and answered in all their particulars, it would be a great help to us and those we write to. Do not let Father Higley come home before he is well enough to come. He should remain some time longer, we think. His wife may urge him, but if he values life and health, he had better remain. We have had considerable fall of snow. Our carriage has been on runners 1 week. We have seen everything in the shape of runners going for the last week, little boxes with huge runners. Ours were only wooden runners. Snow is a rare thing here. We had snow, then rain, then snow, and then rain. Could you have seen the trees and every weed and shrub crystallized, it would have delighted you. It was a picture of loveliness. But the shining of the sun a few hours spoiled our lovely picture. We are both well. Father has been out more or less every day, but he could not go as much as he would like to because of intense cold. I have had to chop the ice from my washbowl with hatchet. The calendars are received, and Father left one here, and then to the bank, post office, editors, and hardware. He presented one to the hardware man we trade with. He turned around and presented him with a bell worth $1.25, a beautiful sounding bell. All are very courteous to us, and we get articles here as cheap as in the East. The very best prints I pay only 6 cents a yard. But enough for Texas for me. The weather has been so cold, we have not been able to keep warm with burning half a cord of wood a day in all the 4 fires. And then we have had to wear waterproof cloaks in the house to be anyways comfortable. This is the sunny South. But it has been amusing to see how much advantage has been taken of this snow to have a sleigh ride. I think this is a nice, quiet place to write. What do you think? Have we not done considerable writing while here? We shall be glad to see you, and we hope that we may both meet again soon in this life. I see Father cannot tax his head any length of time. He is very free from nervousness, is very cheerful and kind, especially to me. I do not know as we ever enjoyed the society of each other as we do now. Well, children, the Lord is good. I have no exhortation to write to you, for you may take home those that will apply that are written for others' benefit. Love to all. Mother. Postscript. Send me by mail Father's pants pattern. I have got to make him pants. Mother.